Today and all this month, and especially on this Valentine's weekend, we light our chalice for love. The love that's in the hearts of our families and our friends. The love that we share here in community. And the love that we reach out to the world with. We come together as one in the flame that we light, which is kindled by a spark of the fire that burns within each of us. We just had Valentine's Day, and what's Valentine's Day all about anyway? Yes, it's about love, that's right. But do you know that our church, our Unitarian Universalist Church, has a history of love that goes back a long, long time? Now, you just heard some of the youth choir, and they did such a great job, just three of them here today, sing some beautiful words about love. They talked about how love needs to guide our every deed, needs to guide everything we do. And without love, we're really nothing without love. Now, those words come from an early follower of Jesus, who was teaching what Jesus taught. His name was Paul. And they actually come from a letter he wrote to the people of Corinth, called the Corinthians. Do you know where Corinth is? Does anybody know where Corinth is? Anybody? This isn't just a kid's question. Let's see how your biblical scholarship. Corinth is in Greece. Paul had taught people there the Christian faith that Jesus taught. And he was away, and things didn't always keep going the way they were supposed to be going. So he would write letters back, giving them instructions. And he wrote a letter, this letter, to remind them that the most important thing that Jesus taught was love. Now, do you know any of the things that Jesus taught about love? Can anybody tell me any of the things that Jesus taught about love? Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself, right? Love your neighbor, right. What about any other things? Love your enemies. That's the hardest one at all, isn't it? Love even the people that hurt you, your enemies. And love the poor and the sick. So those were the messages that he taught. Well, in later times, people and religion kind of forgot about those importance of that teaching about love. They began to talk more about God again as being mean and harsh. But our Unitarian Universalists from the past thought it was really important to teach more about love again. So I'd like you to meet some of those famous Unitarian Universalists from the past. First, I'd like you to join me in welcoming our first famous guest from the past, Universalist Minister John Murray. John, would you step up to the pulpit? Be careful of those stairs. There we go. Welcome, John. I think I detect a bit of an accent. Where are you from?
I was born in England in 1741. I moved to Ireland when I was 10, and then back to England.
Wow. So you're 273 years old. How did you happen to come to America?
Well, that's a long story. I was the minister in England where I learned about a new kind of religion that taught that God was not mean, but loved everyone, so I became part of it. But then I had some bad times. My wife and son died, and I was in debt so bad that I was put in debtor's prison. I was very depressed. Some friends helped me pay my debt so I could get out of jail, and I decided that there was nothing left for me in England. I needed a new start. I didn't even want to be minister anymore.
So what did you do?
I got on a ship going to America, just off the New Jersey coast. The ship got stuck on sandbar. I went ashore and got supplies in a place that, can you believe, was called the Good Luck Point. I met a man who had built a chapel on his property and was waiting for a preacher to come and preach that. He asked me to, but I told him we would be leaving as soon as the tide rose and the winds changed. Well, they didn't. Sunday came and preached at the chapel.
So then what happened?
Well, founder of the university. My life turned around and I became the minister in Gloucester, Massachusetts. My church is still there. It is the oldest Universalist church in America.
Reverend Murray, what did you preach to those folks?
I preached, go out into the highways and byways. Give the people something of your vision. Give them not hand, but hope and courage. And preach the kindness of everlasting love of God.
That's a great message. And thank you for being with us today, Reverend John Murray. I'd now like to ask you to welcome a famous Unitarian from our past. This is Lydia Mariah Childs. Lydia? Welcome, Lydia. You had a birthday this week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. February 11th is my birthday.
And how old were you?
212 years old.
Wow, you look pretty good for 212. Where did you live, Lydia?
I was born in Medford, Massachusetts, and for a time I lived in Maine and even in New York City, when my work as a writer took me there. But later I settled right down the road from here in Wayland.
You mentioned you were a writer. What did you write?
Oh, I wrote lots of books and articles. I wrote novels and I wrote about religion. Today everyone remembers me for a little poem I wrote over the river and through the woods. But I also wrote about a very horrible thing. I wrote a book about slavery. I told people how it was wrong and that we all had to do something.
That book caused quite a controversy, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it did. Some people would not speak to me. I lost my job, but I didn't care because I knew what I said was true and needed to be said.
That was very courageous of you. I know you wrote some words about love. Would you share those words with us today?
Sure. Cares, the sorrows, and the crimes of humanity all lie in one word, love. It is the divine vitality that everywhere produces and restores life.
Thank you, Lydia Mariah Child, for those words and for visiting us today. And now, I'd like to ask you to join me in welcoming our guest, another Universalist minister, Hosiah Ballou. Welcome, Reverend Hosiah Ballou. I believe you're from our area too, is that right?
Yes, I grew up in New Hampshire and was a school teacher and traveling preacher in Massachusetts and Vermont.
When was that?
Well, I was born in 1771 and lived until 1852.
And what did you do?
I was a minister, a Universalist minister. I became a very respected preacher. I spoke in lots of places and wrote a famous book about Universalism. I was the leader of the next generation of Universalists after John Murray, who visited us earlier.
Yes, he did. Can you give us an example of the Universalism that you preached?
Sure. This is from one of my sermons. Let love continue on. If we agree in love, there's no disagreement that can do us any injury. But if we do not, no other agreement can do us any good.
Thank you so much, Reverend Murray, and thanks to all three of our famous guests who brought us them to love. What we found in all of those messages is the idea that we are guided in all we do by love.
Thank you. Thank you.